Property prices across the nation have continued to soar during the pandemic. Now, Australia's central bank is warning unrestrained rises in real estate may pose the biggest threat to the Australian financial system. The fear, say the RBA and financial experts, is that if prices ultimately fall to any significant degree, heavily indebted institutions and households could face a financial crisis. Business reporter David Taylor has more.
Second and third and final chance at $2,350,000.
Anyone who's bid at an auction knows it tests even the most steely of nerves.
We are selling at $2,350,000. We are selling buyers and the property is sold. Congratulations. Very, very well purchased.
But in recent months, bidders have thrown caution to the wind, pushing up prices to record highs. Australian house prices are rising at the fastest pace in 32 years. CoreLogic's monthly home value index rose 2.8% in March, the biggest monthly growth since October 1988. Private investor Danielle Ekuyei describes the Sydney and Melbourne property markets as going down a rabbit hole.
The real question we have to ask ourselves is how far down the property rabbit hole are we?
She says the rapid rise in the share market is equally concerning.
Yes, prices are inflated, but how do you readjust them without causing a calamitous shock to the whole financial system?
The Reserve Bank, in its half-yearly financial stability review, released today, doesn't use such dramatic language, but it does give a nod to this problem, speaking of, quote, optimistic borrowers. It says, quote, risks from rising asset prices could build, particularly if lending standards are weakened. The RBA goes on to say that the higher prices go, especially property prices, the more buyers will believe they will continue to climb, which could lead to an increase in risk-taking and borrowing. At this point, any change in a borrower's ability to service their debt, like a big fall in the value of their home, rising interest rates, or the loss of their job, could produce mass defaults and, with it, an economic shock. Independent financial analyst Martin North surveys thousands of borrowers every month and warns too many homeowners aren't prepared for any change to their finances.
And because debt is concentrated in particular cohorts of the population, that is where we're going to see the first signs of distress.
John Edwards is a senior fellow at the Lowy Institute and was on the Reserve Bank board from 2011 to 2016.
You know, that assumption that we're going to have very low interest rates for a very long time may not prove to be true, that at some point markets may become aware of an inflation risk. There'll be a big sell-off, and typically in a big sell-off, you know, as the tide retreats, there's a lot of wreckage discovered.
But John Edwards makes the point that it's just as likely the next financial crisis will come out of left field, taking both the RBA and APRA, the banking regulator, by surprise. Both institutions have a seat at the table of the Council of Financial Regulators, a body which acts as a night watchman over the entire financial system. Peter Chulip used to head up research at the Reserve Bank and dealt regularly with APRA. He's told PM he believes APRA needs to be more open about what it sees as potential risks to the banking sector and the economy.
I would like more transparency from them. Yes, I trust their judgment, but as they say, trust but verify. And we'd like to verify it. We'd like to see the details.
Financial analyst Martin North supports that call for APRA to disclose more information about hidden risks lurking in the financial system.
It needs a major revamp. We need more transparency. We need more openness, but we need people focusing on the real economy, not these sort of high-level financial stability conversations, which are meaningless.
APRA, though, is limited by law as to how much it can say about the financial system. But it told PM it has worked hard over recent years to increase its transparency.
Business reporter David Taylor there.